Hi everyone, it's Ashley. Welcome to Just Cooked Different. Welcome to the Just Cuts Different series. This is our first episode, and I couldn't be more excited about this. My name is Ashley Rivera, and I've been in the beauty industry for 18 years. I was a stylist behind a chair, a Redken artist, and for the past 8 years, I've been a recruiter. So I recruited for a 7-location salon and spa. And I absolutely loved it. I was in beauty schools constantly, and I really got to see some new professionals just really come into our company and grow and flourish and become, you know, everything that they wanted to be. And, you know, the common thing that I always hear is I got into this business because I've always loved beauty. I did too. I've always loved it. I have fallen in love with it ever since I can remember. And it's always been a part of my path, my journey, my career. It's definitely a part of me and has such a special place, this industry, the beauty space in itself. And, you know, going into the schools and seeing these kids, I really got inspired. They have so many goals, and a lot of them are really ambitious and want to get out there and own their own businesses and all of these things. So they get excited. And why I started this podcast is because I really saw a shift, you know, when a new hairstylist starts out, I saw kind of like this shift a little bit in confidence. And it got me thinking, and not only someone that's just starting in their career, I see a shift in like that mid-level stylist too. You know, if you're really excited in the beginning, and in the middle of your career, kind of like second guessing yourself. And these things happen, and they're normal. And I just want to continue to talk about it, because I think if you have the tools to work through the tough hard parts of your career, you're most likely going to 100% reach that goal that you want to reach. Or, you know, maybe you get inspired and you do something else in your career too. I think we just need to start talking about the tools that help us get through these hard parts. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of the reason why this hits home for me so much. And it's because I loved being a hairstylist. I couldn't think of doing anything else. And when I had my 2 girls, I suffered some postpartum depression. And, you know, working and operating at a high level, I could not operate at that same level anymore. And if I would have had the tools back then to recognize it, to work through it, I think I would have. I keep asking myself that, but you know, I really do. I think I would have been able to work through that and recognize what was happening and kind of like take all of that, all of those resources, and put them into action and really just persevere through that piece of my life. But I didn't have that. And actually, that's okay, because I love my story. And it really made me look within myself and really work on me. And that's exactly what I did. I took a year off and really focused on myself, who I was, where I wanted to be, and kind of recalibrate where I see myself taking my career next. And that's what led me into recruiting. So this story is so important to me because I know so many of you go through something, but I think if we just keep talking about how normal it is to go through these pieces in your life, and not everything is going to be perfect. You know, some days are going to be great. Some days are going to be tough. And some days actually are going to just hit you in a different way. And when that happens, that's when you're going to recognize how impactful your career is with people and how you change people's lives. And it brings you back to the why you started. And I think that's really important to remember all of those bits and pieces. So throughout this series, you're going to hear stories, and I have such an awesome lineup of interviews. I couldn't be more proud and I couldn't be more grateful for all of you guys that are listening. I know that you show up here on purpose, and it's because you want to better yourself and your career. And I just applaud you for that, because it takes a lot to really focus on yourself. And I think it takes a lot to work through some hard things and achieve your goals. You know, achieving your goals and coming out and successful, it's hard work to get there, but it's so rewarding. And the work is really the journey and the important piece. So you're going to hear different stories from actually different industries. And I think that's important too, because it all kind of relates back to the why, the purpose, and the mindset. We're really going to focus a lot on your mindset. We're really going to focus on how you show up. And I think you're going to find a lot of value in each and every episode.